Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We have one Tosfos left. Before we speak about the Tosfos, I just want to say, and Ha'orah was asked on the Mishnah says, Shloisha Dvorim Abulaz Ben Azariah Mata V'Chachamim Oishrim. So it seems Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was matter for a pora to wear a tzua shebein karneo. And the Rabbeinu Chananel brings down from Yerushalmi that Lehoisa Shloi El Shechenose Hoisa, and he was nenash, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was nenash because Shibik Biyadi Limchais V'Loi Moiche Kalkolot Luyaboy. So Lachaire, if he was matter, he holds its mutter. So why should he be nenash? He holds its taka mutter. So I saw in the Yerushalmi, there's a machlokes there in the Yerushalmi, but according to one man, the Yom Ha'Zicha understand it, that Gneve says there in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only held lahaloche his mutter, but he never was moire lemaisa that one is permitted to do it. That means Lamaisi never was matter. He held Lalocha, there's a machloikas between him and the Chachamim. But Lamaisi, he never passed in Lamaisi to do it. So that's the Chayim Shat in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matter, Lalocha, he holds its mutter, but not Lamaisi. The Chachamim are Yisrim, but now there was a Maisi take, and it could be that he was responsible because it could be he was misaviv this. If his Shechina heard that he's mater, so Memele, she was not able to draw the fine line. There's a chilek between Lalocha v'loy Lamaise, and therefore she did it already. So it could be it's like he was misaviv this kilkul, and therefore he was nitva on this. That's one man the Yomad Yerushalmi. There's another man the Yomad there which's not too clear if Itake held Lamaisa also, or the Machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Let us see Taisvis, Vishalish Machlekes Bedova, Ma'asova, Gazrin, and Kirtzov. So there's a three-way Machlekes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds Arafilu Mekardin, because it's a Dova Shani Miskaven is Mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that is Kardin is also, but Kirtzov is Mutter, because there it's Shel 8, and there it doesn't make a Chabure, and then the Chama were Geyser, Kirtzov, Otto, Kirtzov, and Otto, Mekardin. Pirish Ri, Daloche, Kerab Shimin, Shamata. That we paskin like Rab Shimin, that it's Mutter, Afilu, Mekardin. V'davke megarere shel eit tein oise chabure. Avo megarere shelon u shein shel barzu, kol alma meide da osa, sib reishe v'lo yomusu shetelish saris. Now, the lashon of Tosfos is very unclear. Number one chelik of Tosfos, the Marsho explains. Now, Rashi said that Kirtzov is a megarere shel balzel. That's what Rashi says. Mekardin megarere shel balzel shishiner dakeis. Kirtzov is megarere shelait. Now, perish ri halochi kerab shemin. We pass on like Rab Shimon. Shemate v'davke b'megarere shelait. Then oisech habure. So Rab Shimon Kirtzov is Megarere Shel Balzel. So the Marsho explains Tosfos that Tosfos means that the Rosh explains that our Megareres is different than their Megareres. So the Ri is saying Bizman Chazal was Mutarafilu a Megarere Shel Balzel. Because it wasn't a psikreisha to make a chabure. And it wasn't a psikreisha to be Taylor Seyel. But bizmaneinu, davke megarere shel eitz is mutter, dein oise chabure. That it means that he's not explaining the mach, he's saying now, lahaloche, Bismaneinu, we are only permitted to use a Megarere Shalait, then Oise Chabur. Ava Megarere Shalonu Shein Shal Balzul, Kalama Moide Da Osa, the Psychresh Vila Yamasu Shetelish Saris. Now, Taisvis starts off by saying Megarere Shalait, then Oise Chabur. So Taisvis should have ended Ava Megarere Shal Balzul's Oise Chabur. That would be the flow in Taisvis. And by Emerson, the Shita Mekubet says, Taka says like that. The Taisvi said, Bizmaneinu, we cannot use a Megarere Shel Balzel because it's Eise Chabur. And the Biraloche wants to be Medaik like that from the Piskei HaTaisvi also. The Piskei HaTaisvi says, Mekardim Beheime Beyontiv Megarere Shel Eitz Te Ein Eise Chabur Vishel Balzel Ke Ein Shalonu also. So it seems because that is Oise Chabur. So that would be the beginning of Taisvis. Now Taisvis is Messiahim that it's Taylish Saris. Now that could be is also true. The Rosh says that our Megarere Shel Balzel is Taylish Saris. So therefore it will be also. Could be the Lashon of Taisvis is not so Medui the way we have it, but the passions of Lashon of Taisvis, it would seem that Bizmaneinu Amagareres Shel Balzel is also because of two reasons. The Psikreisha to make a Chabur, and the Psikreisha that it's Taylish Tzaris. Let us see the next mission. Arechayim Shel Palpalim Kmeyo Mishum Shloisha Kalim. That there are three Kalim in a rechaim shel palplim, and each keli is mekabel tumim mitzad atzmoi. Mishum kli kibul, umishum kli matris, umishum kli kavor. Let us see Rashi. Tmei mishum shloisha kelim, mekabelis tume, al shem shloisha kelim. That each keli is Israel kabel tume. Navki mino, dinami ozul chad shmo, Mino, that if one of the kalim is not around, may mishum idach bigmor meforish lo. That means be'etzim that this rechayim had three different kalim, which theoretically, even though they were put together and used as one unit, but each keli mitzad atzmoi had a shimush mitzad atzmoi, and each keli had a shimush mitzad atzmoi, and it's roi lekabel tumah mitzad atzmoi. So it is considered a unit of three kelim, and one is not dependent on the other. Let us see Taisus mishum shloisha kelim peshvim nitmozeh loy nitmozeh. They're considered like three. It's a unit that is made up of three distinct kelim. Afilu bishas meloche shen kulon yachad, even though bishas when this orachaim is used as one unit, hoyul v'chol echot roi lemeloche belvadoi, but since each one has its own unique usage, it can be used alone, so memele, so it's considered as three distinct kalim, v'loidomi lemisparayim shel parokim bizno shel rehitni. This is a type of a scissors or a type of a plane that also two kalim were put together and they made a shimush. So there it's considered like one kalim. And therefore there the halacha is if nitma echad mehem nitma kulim, it's considered like one kalim. But here they are considered that are three kalim that are put together for a certain shimush. But each one remains a distinct keli mitzad atzmoi, and therefore is nitma echad le nitma hashem. Now the Gemara will explain a little bit what these kelim looked like. Tano tachtoine mishum kli kibul. The bottom keli was made out of eight, and that was a kli kibul. That means the ground palpalim fell into the bottom keli, which was a keli with a base kibul. Emtsois mishum kli kavor. Now the middle keli was a keli was a type of a sieve that fit into the bottom keli, and they ground over the sieve. So therefore, when they used to grind, so the fine particles fell through the sieve, and the not fine particles or the psoilus remained on top of the sieve. Now, the top keli was the chelik that used to grind the palpalin. Now, this was in Yesod, a kli eitz, was metzupe matches, because the grinding used to be done with matches, so the kli eitz becomes bottle to the matches. There's a din of a kli matches, and therefore it's mekabel tumah kli matches. Now, let us see Rashi. Tachtoinish mekabelis avaka palpalim, the bottom one that's mekabel, the ovak of the palpalim, kshen neifel derech nikve hamichbo, and it falls through the holes of the sieve. So that's mekabel tomishim kli kibble, she kli eit, she yesh loy base kibble, or this is a kli eit that has a base kibble. Emtsois shehi makefes es hamichbo, the middle keli, which surrounds the sieve, that means it was a keli, like it looked like it had a base kibble, but the base kibble was the sieve. And mishum kli eitz loy metamo, it's not metamo, it's kli eitz, the ein kibula kibble, because it cannot be mekabel anything. That means kli eitz is only mekabel tume if it's dumye the sack, just like a sack has a base kibble. So kli eitz has to have a base kibble. A sieve is not considered a base kibble because it can't hold things. Things fall through. So that is not considered a base kibble. Ela chachamim gozru tuma ala kabor. So why is the kabor a tome? Mishum oruk. That the woven clothing is also mekabel tume. So the siv chelik of the keli is, they gave it a din of orug. They were geyser, mishum orug. That means it's, Rashi also realized it's not orug, it's not cloth, but since there's some similarity to orug by a siv, some emela, they were geyser, mishum orug. Bafilu ein ha-michbor shel matches, so even though the sieve is not made out of metal, metame mishum kli kavore, because that means a sieve, they gave a din of oruk, so that's why it's mekabel tume. V'shelonu ar sieve shehi shel matches vadei tmei mishum pshute kli matches, even though it doesn't have a shame based kibble, but it's tummy as pshute kli matches. Now the top keli, which in that keli they used to grind with, that's tummy as kli matches. The mishum kli eitz leka litmuya. You can't be metama als kli eitz. The pshutayim tahirim, because pshuti kli eitz is tahirim. It doesn't have a base kibble, the top chelik. El mishum tzipui hatachtoin shehu iker ve'eitz botel etzloi. But because of the tzipui hatachtoin, that is iker ve'eitz botel etzloi, so memele, that's why he has a din of pshutay kli matris, which is makabel tum. Let us see taisvis, mishum kli kavore. Perish Rashi, av agav shehi shel eitz, ve'ein lo beis kibble, even though it is made out of eitz and doesn't have a beis kibble, shein nishar bo klal, mikol mokim, because it doesn't remain there, so it's not called a beis kibble, mikol mokim gozru aler mishum orug, v'loi nire, d'loi shayich orug b'maisi shel eitz, that orig is only by material, not by samazai wood. It's similar to a sieve of soilus, a flour. The koma b'yirishalmi kabore shel saltois tmeya, mishum sheyesh aleo teiris keili. Because it is a teiris keili, shemekabeles asubim. That means even though the soilus, the fine flour goes through the holes, but the subim, the soilus, remains on top of the sieve. She'eni yecheilulot is berech nekol. So memele, so every sieve has a shame based kibble for the dvorim agasim, for the thick particles which cannot go through the holes of the sieve. So Mele so it's called, it's not Pshute Kliyetz, it's a Kliyetz Sheyesh Lebeis Kibbo. V'ho de koma mishum kli kavore, v'loi koma mishum beis kibbo. So here's a beis kibbo. Ho koma mishum teres kibbo kli kavore, v'choshev kibbo shalok in the flishes. That means that, Betzim, this is mechudishtik, that it's considered a beis kibbo, because the true purpose of the kavore is to make sure that the fine particles should go through the kavore. That's the main purpose. But since it has this, but that's the only way to ensure that the thicker particles don't go through. So that's the base kibbul that a kavore has, and this base kibbul is mekabel tumen. Zok the Mishnah weiter, a gole shel cotton tmeya medris. Now, gola shel cotton, this was a small type of Rashi learns it's a small type of a wagon, is tmeya medris. So if the cotton was azov, and he sat on it, so it's mekabel tumas medris, that means tumas medris, it gets the same tuma of the zov. So if azov is an ava tume, so the gola also becomes an ava tume. When he tells b'shabbos, and it has a teiras keli, we tell us b'shabbos. Ve'eino nigreres ela al gabi kelim. But one cannot pull it only over clothing. That means it should not be pulled directly over earth, because it can make a charit. It will make an indentation, or it'll dig out something. It'll dig out some dirt while you're pulling it. So mainly you're not allowed to pull it directly on the earth. You have to first put some clothing underneath, so it won't make a charitz in the earth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol hakelim ein nigrorim. One is not allowed to pull all kelim. Chutz min agole minei sheikei veshes. And agole, this wagon which has wheels, so really it doesn't dig out earth, which is a charitz. It just presses down on the earth. So that is not charisha. Charisha is when you dig out earth. You'll schlep, let's say, a chair. So by schlepping the chair, so the chair will make an indentation in the earth. It will take out earth. It's pushing away earth. It's taking it away mim kaimi. That's called a charitz, and that is a teil dav chayrish. But stamazai to press down on the earth without taking out any earth, that is permissible. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the first time of the Tanna Kamma. So the Gemara says, agole shel cotton tmeya medris, do samich ilave. Because he's samich on it. Now let us see, we have a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Agole shel cotton. So Rashi says, Sha'oisin loy l'schoik. It's made for him l'schoik. V'yoyshev oleho. U'metaltlon oisei oleho. He sits on it, and you pull him. T'meye medris, im atinik zov, nasis agola avatume. So it becomes an avatume. D'miyuchedis li'shivehi. Toseimech koton oleho. Nimtzei shim yuchades leili yeshive, ben oimre lo yamoid v'nasa malachteinu. Now Rashi is very marich over here, and we'll come back to Rashi after we see Tosfos. But Rashi just says, just the word, Rashi says, if the tinnik is azov, so it's mekabel tumas medris, to miyuchades li yeshive hi. It's miyuchet to sit on. Then Rashi says, Toseimech kotnole, if not what Rashi means over here. Then Rashi repeats, Nimtzei, Shimi yuchadis loyli yeshiva. Again, so it's miyuchud, miyuchud loyli yeshiva. Vein oimrim loy amoid v'nasim alachteinu, and you don't say amoid v'nasim alachteinu. So it seems Rashi wants to stress over here that halacha is by Tumas Medres, kol kli asher yeshiv olov. So we learn out that it's only mekabel tumas medris is not a keli that a zov sits on. Does not become tumi medris because of that. It's only Tomid Medos if it's oimet to be used for sitting. But if the purpose of this keli is not used for sitting, let's say, for example, a person will sit on a box, and the opening of the box is from the top. So he's sitting on the box, no problem, he's sitting on the box. Now, if a person wants to open the box, he says, excuse me, please get up, I can open up the box. So that proves that the shimush of this keli is not to sit on. Because whenever we want to use the keli, we told them, amoid v'nasa melachteinu. So that proves it's not oimet for sitting. It's not a chair. This is kolzman that we're not using the keli, considering the gesuntay, but it's not called oimet li yeshiva. If you'll have an opening from the side, so memela, you can remain sitting and we'll open up the box from the side. So memela, that is called tomei tumas medras. So now Rashi is saying over here, after the whole ariches, what Rashi is saying, that by this agola ein oimrim loy amoid v'nasa melachteinu. That means we won't tell him amoid v'nasa melachteinu. You have to know what the shakla v'tai is. But that's what Rashi says. The ilu loy miyachte loch, if it would not be miyuchid for this, for sitting, the Gemara says, well, be, I would think a person turned over a saw. A saw is a keli that is perhaps used to measure tvua, and now he turned it over, and he says, I want to sit on it now. So it's not mekabel tumah, because it's not aimed to be used as a chair. It's used to be... So you turned it the other way around, and then you put tvu into it. So a kapana, but this is mekabel tumah. This is miyuchid li yeshiva. Let us see Taisvis. Agolish al kotten, perish akunteris shakotten yoshiv b'soicha, that a kotten sits in it. V'loy nehire, the mai kamash melon. So what's the chiddush? Pshita, ha'ein lecha kli miyuchid godel mizeh. You have an agola, in a wagon that the cotton sits in it. So what's the chiddush? So that's miyuchid li yeshiva. V'kach nirali da'ein a kli sha'oysen lektanim le'islamei lalech. Speaking about a keli, that a walker, that ktanim learn how to walk. It has three wheels. And he holds onto it. And it rolls in front of him. It seems he holds onto it and the chiddush is that's makabel tumas medras. Now, let's first try to understand, according to Rashi, what the chiddush is. I suggest, according to Rashi, it's poshet. And the Megillah Shloimeh in Masechta Shabbos of Samach Vov explains Shitas Rashi. But it's Kedai Rashi in Shabbos, when Rashi explains the Inyan of Agole, so Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, Upa'omim sheyoshev oleho. He doesn't sit on it all the time. Upa'omim, sometimes he sits on it. So the Megillah Shloimeh says that that's what Rashi says, Eglo shall kot magol, esh oisin loy lischoi, vi yoishev oleho. So this wagon was made lischoi. That means, so the Megillah Shloimeh says, most of the time, it's made not for him to sit in it, it's made he plays with it. He plays with it most of the time. The yoishev ole. Also, sometimes he sits on it. He sits on it, you pull him. But most of the time, it's oimed to play with. Either he pulls it or someone else pulls it and he watches how you pull it. So we are looking at a keli which has two shimushim, and sometimes he sits on it, and most of the time he pulls it without sitting on it. So we would look at such a keli, it would be very mistava to say this is not called a kli that's miyuchad li yeshiva, if most of the shimush is not to sit in it. Most of the shimush is to you pull it like this, you put other things in it, and you schlep it. So l'chayre, it's not oimed li yeshiva. Va'afal piken, it's metame to mismedal. So now we understand already the problem in the chiddush. Now we have to understand, so what, why is it hake mekabel to mismedal? So let's look again at Rashi. So that's where Rashi is saying a few, the yukim over here. First, Tmeya Medris im ha-tinoik zov. If the tinoik is a zov. Now, what's pshat the tinoik? So the tinoik means that the one who, the chayra ha-tinoik means the one who it belongs to. It's an agolo shel cotton. So if this tinoik is a zov, it's mekabel to mesmesos. Im ha-tinoik zov, nasis agolo avatume. The mechedes li yeshiva hi, it's miyuchid li yeshiva, the soimech koten oleho. Now, lulei de mistafine, I would think the soimech koten oleho, the word soimech means that he relies on it. That means even though it has a shimush of pulling, of playing with it, but the cotton relies that when he wants to sit in it, he can always sit in it. Nim says, Shehi miyuchedes loy li yeshiva. That means like this. If you look at the keli biklalusoi, so perhaps most of the time the cotton is pulling it. But since the cotton always has the option that when he wants to sit in it, he can sit in it, it's his agola. So since the cotton relies that when he wants to sit in it, he can sit in it, nimtzei shehi miyuchedes loy liyeshiva. So for him it's considered miyuchad liyeshiva because when he wants to sit in it, no one's going to stop him. Vein oimrim loy amoyd v'nase melachteina. Him we won't tell amoyd v'nase melachteina, since he's the balabos and he has the option to decide when to sit in it, when not to sit in it. So it's considered legabi him, it's miyuchad liyeshiva when he wants to sit on it. I think that is what Rashi is saying. And the chiddush is, even though roiv of the tashmish of this keli is a, I mean, that's what the Magen Shloimeh says, roiv of the tashmish of the keli is a tashmish of schoi, it's considered miyuchedesli yeshiva because when he wants to sit on it, he sits on it. Now, Taisvish, that's actually Rashulam Shat and Somachilave, that he relies on it, that when he wants to sit on it, he can sit on it. The Rashba wants to forever Rashi. Rashba seems to say something else. Rashba says that it's coming to tell us a chiddush that it's not like a sfine. And the Rashba mentions a meyer dikasvorim. with the Taisvis and Menachas Taflamad Aleph, a Svina is not Mekabel Tumeh. So the Taisvis Muchitzech, why isn't a Svina Mekabel Tumeh? So Taisvis has one tale to speaking about a cargo ship. It's not aimed to it really is made to put in cargo. If there's no cargo, you sit there, but it's not aimed to sit in. Then Taisvis says, Amoyer Dikolomdes. Taisvis says, the purpose of a ship is not to sit in. The purpose of a ship is to transfer people from one place to another place. If there's place, you can sit. But Oimidli Yeshiva means that you have a keli which was made to sit on. If a person wants to sit, says, well, it doesn't go into a ship to sit on. He sits on a bench or someplace else. A ship is not a keli that is aimed to sit. That's not the purpose of the keli. The purpose of the Taisis speaks about a sulam. Taisis says a ladder is also not, even though he puts his weight on the ladder. A ladder is made to go up and down. That means if you have to go from one place to the other, you use it. That's the purpose of it. So that's not called aimedly yeshiva. So the Rashba says over here, the chiddush is, the loitaima kivin the ein oisin oisa elo leschoik ba'alme ein ze ike medres midi dahava asfine the mine perika bekiva the toire veine metamis medres vishum del ikre suya elo lava bo mimokim lemoke. So perhaps the Rashba means that even though it's made you can metalfum oisa yoleo pshat is shekotten it could be that it's made for the cotton to sit. When he wants that you should move him, you move him also. But could be that's the chiddush. The chiddush is this is not like a svina. That means that the goal is not when the cotton wants to get from one place to another place, he goes into that goal and then he asks the conductor to push him there. It's made to sit in. You metaltal him. So forget, so the chiddush is that, so he seems to say pshat in Rashi, that the chiddush is, it's not like a svina. It's called, it's made li yeshiva. But here's this another shimush also of metaltal moisa aleo. Taitzvis, he says, Kasalka Daitok Sha'enkan Hanoas Medri. The Chiddush of Taisvis, it seems he leans on this. It seems the Chiddush is that, the whole purpose of this walker is to steady him. He shouldn't lose balance. Also, it seems that's a Chiddush in Tumas Medris. I would think that's not the Ika Hanoas Medris. It's only made to balance him. It's not called the ikah is made to lean on. Afal pi kein, it's mektamah to mismedres. That's the chiddush according to Taisvis. When he tells us b'shabbes, now let's go back to the Gemara. When he tells us b'shabbes, one is permitted to be metalfon b'shabbes. Shum the ikah teiris keili olo. It is a teiris keili. It's a kli. There's a Teiris Keli, he says, whatever the Chiddush is, seems that there is a Chiddush, even though it's a toy, it helps him to keep in balance, and there's a Teiris Keli, and it's not Mukta. I saw the Bichas Avrom asks, it would seem that it's a Kli Shemalachte Laheta, and it's allowed to be metalfalit. He says, if according to the Tanakhama, if ain't any greres el al gabi kelim, so why isn't it called a kli shemalachte leisa? That means that, lamaisi not allowed to pull it on, not allowed to pull it only unless there's rugs there or something else. So why isn't it called a kli shemalachte leisa? So he says, ashtik teire, that a klisha malach delisa means that the etzim, it's made for malachas issa. This is made, not for malachas issa, no grad, it's also to use it on the ground because we'll make a chritz, but that's not called a kli shemalach to leisa. That's what he wants to say. And lechere, if I mean lechere, if she could say if it's the nigreres agabi kalim, so if I care, there's a way to use it beheter also. I mean, that's how you use a Shabbos. You spread out a blanket and you schlep it on that. So, I mean, make it, they should be a cliche malach delisa. You use it by even the heter also. I feel according to the Tanakhama. Then in the Greres al agabi kalim in agabi kalkaloi. My time, the ka'ovet charitz. Because it makes a charitz into the, it digs out from the kalke. So therefore there's also, money Rabbi Yehudi, the Omar Dovash in Miskabin also. So Koch of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehudi. The Rab Shimon, the Omar Dovash in Miskabin Muta. The sign of Rab Shimon Oimer, Keire Odo Mito Kisei Vesavso, Bobachel Yiskabin Lasses Charitz. That a person is permitted to pull a mita kisei v'safso, as long as he has no intentions of making a charitz, so he's allowed to do it. So memele, yeah. So memele. So it comes out the Mishnah is going to call him Rabbi Yehuda. Eima sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Eima ein akel negorim b'shabbes chutz min hagolah, neishi kaveshes, neishi kaveshes en. Abul Charitz loy ovda. So forget, Rabbi Yehuda holds one is permitted to schlep an agola because it is, doesn't make a charitz. It just presses down on the earth. So my answer is trei tanoi valibid Rabbi Yehuda. So machlikis tanoim, if we have to be chayish that an agola will make a charitz. Let us see Rashi, Lasis Charitz Kalsinin, Keveshes in, Keveshes Avi, it just presses down, Abo Charitz Leovda doesn't dig out, it doesn't take away any dirt. Treitanai Velibet Rabbi Yehuda, Chatzava Hagole Nami, Kishar Kalim. The Oysa Charitz Begrei Rosa. Now how is there a Machlekes and Metzias if it makes a Charitz, or if it, it's Kevesh, or if it presses down? So Rashi says shepa'omim she'ein ha'oifin miskaldol. Sometimes the wheel gets stuck and it doesn't turn. So when you pull this agola, v'nigral v'choifa. So when you're pulling it and the wheel is not turning, so it's going to dig into the earth. V'idach sova lo shriach ochi. It's not shriach that this should occur. V'ein ha'ela keveshes tachas kilgulo. So Mamela, it's only Kavish. So we have to know, understand what's the Imik Machloikis Haistis. It's Raif Pa'omim, it's not, the wheel doesn't get stuck. Sometimes it does get stuck. Now, so we understand that the Tana Basra, so Mestama Yigo Basa Raif, I can rely that nothing is going to happen. I can assume that there won't be a charitz because it's not shriach that it should be a charitz. The fellow that was a charitz is an onus. So you have to understand what the Tanakam holds. It's a miyut amotzi. If it's a milsa deloy shriche, so why should one be afraid that it will occur? So I don't know, Klo, what the yoyme kamachleik is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is. Hodron aloch yontif. Zog de mishne weiter. Ein zodin dogim min habibrim biyontif. One is not permitted to catch fish min habibrim, that's a fish pond, biyontif. Ve'ein noisnim lifnei mezoinis. One is not permitted to give them mezoinis. Avol zodin chaya v'oif min habibrim, but one is permitted to catch Chayis Voif to min Abivrim. Abivrim was, we'll see, an enclosed area where there were Chayis and Oifis. So them he's permitted to catch. V'naisnin lifneihem mezainis, he's allowed to give them mezainis. Rab Shimon Gamliel Oima leikol Abivrim shavet. Not all Bivrim are similar. You can't give a blank heter and you're permitted to catch a chayev ha'oif min ha'bivrim. There are certain bivrim which is permissible, and certain bivrim which are not permissible. She'ein ze ha'klal, shoven ze ha'klal. This, he says, this is the guideline. Kol ha'mechusel tzeide also. It is mechusel tzeide is also. She'ein ha'mechusel tzeide mutam. If you have to capture it when it's still in the biver, some amela, then it's also, if it's considered captured already, so then it's muta. Let us see Rashi. Ein tzodin dogim. So Rashi says, afal gav deshchite vafiye ubishel meobis meloches hain. But this is that also malachis bohutru letzayrech yontif, and they're permitted zayrech yontif. Taime mishum di efsher me erev yontif. These malachis are muta. These are malachis oichel nefesh that cannot be done in yontif. Cannot be done erev yontif. The shchite chayish lemichma bisra. Shchita, we're afraid that it will shech the Erev Yontif, the meat might get hot, pen yischamem, v'yafrich, and it'll spoil. So Shchita is melechas oichel nefesh that has to be done in Yontif. Avol tzeide efshel letzeide mi ba'oid yoim. Tzeide is a meloche that one can capture it the day before. V'nichenu b'mitzudosai b'mayim, layomus. That means that this is malachis that not have to be done for oichel nefesh in yontif. They can be done erev yontif. Lamocho yitleyu, and he can take it out of the mitzude in yontif. So Rashi says malachis oichel nefesh means malachis that you need for oichel nefesh, that means they cannot be done before. So the malachis which are needed for oichel nefesh, these malachis the Torah was mata. Malachis which are not needed to be done in yontif for oichel nefesh, at least they can be done erev yontif. So these malachis are osa. Bivrim shel dogim. Hein breche shel mayim shekoyren vibar. This is a fish pond. Bivrin shel chaye karfifais mukofim gever sovim. This was an open area surrounded with a fence. The koinsel asoichen chayes abol, you put there wild chayes. Beyodes mekablisham, so it's a whole area that's set off for a type of a zoo. But you hold chayus there. You're not permitted to give dogim mezainus. We had before machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi. If one is permitted to do a meloche for a beheime, achas yosel lechol nefesh. So one man the omer says that afilu nefesh beheime b'mashme. So then we have a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi clearly holds, says lachem v'leli klovim. Rabbi Akiva says afilu nefesh behime b'mashme. So Rashi says afilu according to Rabbi Akiva. So one is permitted to even do a meloche for a behime in yontif. So why can he give them a zaynis? Hani mili the mezainoison alecho. So if it's mutal on you to give the mezainis, you're allowed to do even a malacha. Avol dogim efshelam beloy mezainis. But the Gemara said that's the difference between klovim and akum. The Gemara said klovim is mezainoison alecho, and akum is mezainoison alecho. So when are you permitted to do a malacha or to be metapol with the tzolche achila of your animals? Atavke if they're dependent on you. Avodogim Epsilon Beloy Mizainis, they can exist without you taking care of them. Shem Oichlam Sharosha Yasabim. There are certain types of roots or that grow in the rivers, the Kalka, they can have the earth also. the godel oichel es hakotten, and a large fish eats a small fish, so they can pay, they're self-sufficient, they're independent. So memele, so it's not mezeinei sein olecha, so you're taken not permitted to be metapol with them. Avol tzodin chaye v'oif ha-mukhonosim me'esmel, or ha-mukhoni me'esmel el-tagayra. Kasalka da'itachashte, kiven du mekofim geda, since they are surrounded with a fence, have a look in the tzodim v'oimdim, so they're trapped already. Avol some memele, so they're trapped, so you're not doing anything by just picking one out. Avol dogim nishmotim lochurim alizdokim v'avetzei debiyontet. Dogim is tzeida, because they never get trapped. Al kaponim, not in a breich al kaponim. V'noisnim lifneim ezoinis, Rashi goes, according to the previous way of reasoning, that the whole issa was because you're not allowed to give dogim, because ein mezoinoisam alecha, because they're self-sufficient. But the chayis and oifis are not self-sufficient. B'mei achoyref tzrichen mezoinis. There are places which grass does not grow. Samamela, they are dependent on their owners for mezainis. So that is also. Let us see Taisvis. Ein tzodin dogim in habivrim. Peirish Rashi. Ba'af al gav da oichul nefesh mutter. Then Malachas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Einu Davke came Bishu, Bafiyya, Ushchite. These are Malachas Eichel Nefesh, the Efsher, Me'erev Yontef. This is Malachas Eichel Nefesh that is impossible, Me'erev Yontef. So that's called Malachas Eichel Nefesh. The Yaisa Toiv Paschamo. So baking is permissible because you're baking in Yontef. You have fresh bread. Vagam Bishu, Yontef. Ushchite, and Bishop Yontef is freshly cooked, Ushchite, Shema Yasriach. So these are melachos which are needed la'ichol nefesh, so these are melachos which cannot be done, erev Yontef. Avol, tzeide efshel le'tzeidoi me'erev Yontef, v'nechenu b'mayim m'mtzidoste v'layomus. V'loy nehire, k'de meforesh b'reish mechilten, gabi gzeire shema yitloish, Ein lechalik ben oichol nefesh ben efshel la'asoysay me'erev yontef le'i efshel. That we find that afke by machshirei oichol nefesh the halacha is it was the efshel la'asoysay me'erev yontef. Then one Taisva says we find afke by machshirei oichol nefesh there's a difference between Efshel Asaisim Erev Yontev and Efshel Asaisim Erev Yontev. Well, Davke b'machshirin yesh chilek, but by Eichel Nefesh, we don't find such a chilek. V'kach nireli k'peirish rach mikinoin shepirish l'el mishum dedomi l'ktzire. So, Taisva Shita is that Taisva Sandav Gimel Amadalev brought down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that not all Melochis are Mutter Ruteich Eichel Nefesh, Davke Melisha Ve'ilach. Davke Melechis Lisha Ve'ilach, that is permissible. But before Melechis Lisha, this is also. So Taisva says, so to be Tzod Dogim, this is like Melechis Ktzire. Now, either Taisvis means to say that the Eglital and Melechus Kaitse being Zana Yerushalmi, that a person who takes out a dog from Mayim is Chayvot Kaitse, is Eikadova Migiduloi. So either Taisvis means that this is Mamish Ktsire, or perhaps Taisvis doesn't necessarily mean this Yerushalmi, but Taisvis means, we have mentioned the Ramban also holds like Taisvis, that there is Meleches Habayis and Meleches Hasodeh. There's two types of Meleches. There's one Meleche that is used to prepare the food. That's called Meleches Habayis. And that's a Meleches Hanor, And that's permissible in Yom Tov. Means you have food and you're preparing the food. That's milisha ve'ela. It means I have flour in the house and now I have to, not preparing the food to eat. So that the Torah was matel. The malachis that, the malachis of get, not preparing the food to eat. Is malachis hasode, that means to get the food, to get the raw materials, to process it, to make it roi to eat. These malachis, that's called malachis hasode, and these malachis never became mutter. So therefore, ktsire is not the process of preparing the food to eat. Ktsire is just to get the food. That's malachis hasode, to take it off the tree, off the ground, and bring it in. So it could be that's what Taisus means, the domi liktire, to trap the fish. This is not preparing the food, this is just getting the fish. The Taisus, could be Taisus does not necessarily mean like the Yerushalmi, but the domi liktire, similar to ktire. In Shitas Rashi, the Rashi differentiated between by Malachis Eichel Nefesh, Rashi differentiated between if it was possible to do Erev Yontif, it's not possible to do Erev Yontif. And the Megin Shloime says that the Taisus brings a Gemara, that the Gemara only differentiates Epshel Aseis Merev Yontav, that's Tavke by Machshirei Yoichol Nefesh. So Megin Shloim says Rashi means Midrabonon Etzosa, not Minat Teire. So forget, so the Gemara when speaking about Dinei Teire, the Gemara speaks about Machshirei Yoichol Nefesh, but Midrabonon, if it's Epshel Aseis Merev Yontav, Rabonon Asel. And the Rishonim ask a kashan Rashi, he could have trapped it yesterday, and what happens if he went out Erev Yontev and he put out a net and he didn't catch any fish? So what happens now? Is he allowed to go out today also? That's the Ramban's kasha and Rashi. So Megin Shlomi says it's loy plug. So the Rabbon de Kedin, since most of the times these malachis can be taken care of Erev Yontev, so they will not matter in Yontev. The Bichas Avrom wants to say that could be according to Rashi, it's also min ha-Toyre. He says there are two inyonim. There's Machshirei Eichel Nefesh and Meleches Eichel Nefesh. And Meleches Eichel Nefesh means, Ashitas Rashi is God, the Meloche which is used for Eichel Nefesh. Those malachis, the Torah was matan. Rashi shifes that min ha-Torah filo shalei l'tzorech klal. So what is called malachis eichel nefesh? The malachis which are needed for eichel nefesh. That means that they have to be done. They have to be done in yontif. That shchite afiyah, because will they be done erev yontif? The machel won't look too good. So that's called malachis eichel nefesh. So these malachas the Torah was matter. Tzeid is not called malachas eichel nefesh because it's not a malacha that is necessary to do yontif in order to have eichel nefesh. It can be done erev yontif. So memele, so he says the Ramban's kasha, what if he went yesterday and he didn't catch fish? That's skolnish, it's nebuchar rachmonis. But that doesn't give it a shame malachas eichel nefesh. Malachas Eichel Nefesh means the meloche which the Eichel Nefesh necessitates, that the Eichel Nefesh is machayv, it should be done in Yom Tov, that's called Malachas Eichel Nefesh. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh is something else. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh is not, Malachas Eichel Nefesh is the type of meloche, the Shem meloche. A malacha which is needed for eichol nefesh, that malacha the Torah was matter. A malacha which is not needed for eichol nefesh to be done on yontem, that malacha the Torah wasn't matter. By machshirei eichol nefesh, there the Torah was matter or malachis, but there there's a din, you need a tzairech eichol nefesh. You're allowed to fix an oven, you're allowed to do other malachis, as long as there's a tzairech eichol nefesh. So, in Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, it was possible yesterday, so it's not called, there's no Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. It could have been done yesterday. So why didn't you do it yesterday? So there you look at each person Bazunda. If the Tana broke today, so there's no kasha why I didn't do it yesterday. If it was broken yesterday, so there's no Tzorech Eichel Nefesh to do it in Yontav, it could be done yesterday. In Machshirim, you look at each person Bazunda, in each case Bazunda. By Meleches Eichel Nefesh, you just look at the Shem Meloche. You don't look at each Bazunda person. So that means a Meloche which is needed to be done for Eichel Nefesh, that Meloche the Torah was matter. Shchita has to be done in Yontav, Afi has to be done in Yontav. Tzeda does not have to be done in Yontif. So Mamela, if Lamaisa, he went yesterday and he was not successful, that doesn't make Melecha Tzeda a Melecha that has to be done in Yontif. So therefore, this is also. That's why he wants to say Pshat. Let us go a little further, because we have not to go further before we see Taisus. But Raminu, so we had in our Mishnah, that one is permitted to trap from a biver chayes oifis, and one is permitted to give them a zaynis. V'raminu biverin shal chayev shal oifis, ein tzadim mehem b'yontev, ein noisim lefneim a zaynis. It's one astira to the Mishnah. Koshe chaye a chaye, koshe oifis oifis, is astira. So the Gemara says, bishlay mechaye a chaye loy kashe, we'll say it's a machloikis tanoim, ho rab Yehuda, ho rabonu. The Snan Rabbi Yehuda Omer had sod tziper lemigdol. When is it considered that a person trapped a bird when he put it into a cabinet? That means if he's in the cabinet already, then he can't get out. Utzvi labayis, or he trapped a deer in a house, chayev. So Rabbi Yehuda says, let's first now talk about a tzvi. So a chayev is only trapped if he's in a house, then he's trapped. Lebayis udemachayiv, avo lebivrim, which is an open place with a fence around it, that he's not called trapped. That's what the Yehuda holds. So if you did this in Shabbos, you're not chayiv. I didn't trap the tzvi yet. V'chachomim oimrim, tzipoy lemigdol. Now by a tzipoy, you're right that it's only trapped when you put it into a type of a cabinet, utzvi. And that tzvi, it's called trapped, lebayis, we get it in a house, legina, a garden, lechotzer, a yard, or lebivrim, or bivrim. So memele, bekitza, we have here machlekes of Yehuda and the Chachomim, if I have a tzvi in a bivr, is it called trapped or not? So their machlekes is legabi Shabbos, if he made it enter a bivur, is he chayv al tzeda? According to the Chavim, is chayv al tzeda. According to the Yud, it's not chayv al tzeda. So now, on the opposite, it works. If it was already in the bivur, I'm allowed to catch it on yontev. So according to the Chachamim, since it's caught already, so I am not making any new tzeda. So it's permissible. According to Rabbi Yud, it is also because it wasn't nitzed yet. Elo oifis, a oifis kasha. But oifis, what are you going to say by oifis? V'chi teimo nami loy kasha, ho bebivu mikur, ho bebivu sheini mikurim. That means, we'll say also, it matters that if the area is, there's no cover over it, there's no roof over it, then that's not called nitzit. If there's a roof over it, it's called nitzit. So the Mo says that's not true. A bias is also an area that is covered. Everyone holds that it is not called captured unless you put it into a cabinet, into a box, but you put it into a house, it's not called captured. So what is pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that an oif that is in a bivah, you're allowed to capture an yontif because it's nitzud already. Omar Rabbe Barafune Hoche Betziber Dreir Askine She'eino Mekabeles Molos. That this baraisa that says a tzipah is only considered captured if it's put into a migdol, but if it's in any other area, it's not considered captured. This is, that it doesn't say oifus, it says tzipah. It's a certain type of a bird, a droil, that is a very independent bird. She'eini mekabelus moros, it never will be mekabel to get a day from someone else. It's always on its own. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel Lamanikra Shmuel Tzipur Dreir Shadore Bebayis Kibesoda. That means when it's in a house, it doesn't feel cooped in like it's in a field. It feels free. It does not feel that it is governed or controlled by anyone. So a Tzipur Dreir is only considered captured when it's in a migdol. But other oifis, so as long as they're in a bivel, and a bivel makure, so they're considered captured already. They see that they're captured and they take machni in themselves. So the Gemara says, so we're making an akimta that it's speaking about a different type of a tzibah. Tzibah, hashtu dosis lohochi, chaya chaya nami loikoshis. Now we can say a different teret. Obe bivel cotton, that the our Mishnah is speaking about a bivah cotton, so that's called capture. And a bivah godel, that's not called capture. That's the baraisa that says that you're not allowed to be tzod in yontes. Let us see Rashi. Atzod tzipur min achutz ad sheichnisei lemigdol eitz. He brought it into a migdol. Shekoyrem mishtair, o yatzot tzvi min achutz, he captured it, ad shechnisoy lebayis b'shabbos, he made it enter a bayis. Chayim, the kivin, the hichnis, sipoy lemigdel, v'noa lefono, arei hi ochez v'oimit, so that's already, that's trapped over there. V'nigmero tzeidosoy, v'chein tzvi labayis, v'noa lefono, he brought a deer to the house, so it's also trapped. Aval tzipa shichnis labayis v'noal b'fonov, he locked the door, v'shot a potter, sheyesle derech halenis, it can go out of the windows. V'ein kan tzeda, tzvi shichnisim in achutz lebiva v'noal b'fonov, v'ein zu tzeda, the tzvi is not captured yet. This is what Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachom imayim tzipa lemigdol, he tzeda se kashamat, by a tzipa, you're right. It's only considered trapped when it's a migdal. Avol tzvi ein tzorich ad sheyachnisenu lebayis. But a tzvi ein tzorich ad sheyachnisenu lebayis ta'af legine ulechotze ulebiver have it tzeda. That's also called tzeda. Mas nisn tani tzodim min habivrim biyontiv habonini damishnichus lebiver hunitzit ba'oimit ubaraiser ab Yehuda. Ela oifes kasha, ba oifes ishver, da kulu moida, da ein tse dosan, afilu lebayis, so it's not called nitzit, mekure shesh legak. Hoche diktoni gabi Shabbos, tzipo le migdol veloi lebayis. So the Moshe is like this, that's what it says, it's only chaplains in a migdol, but tzipo dreir. That's speaking about a tzipo dreir, shedore bebayis kebasode. That means it feels as free in a bayis as it feels in a sode. She does lishomet b'his b'zovius habayis. It goes and runs away in the corners of the house. He can't l'chol tzad. L'kach nikreis dreir Hashem dira shedora b'chol mokim. It's not influenced by its surroundings. It always feels free. So Gemara says, hash doses lahochi, the oifis oifis loikoshe adodi, because it's talking about two types of oifis, loidechika lukmi masnisim b'plukta detanoi, Israya chaya nami loy took me ketanoi al tavayu kerabonom umas nisen bibivel kot. The Mishnah is speaking about a small bivel, so that's called nitze. V'chayne hidish Shabbos, and the hidish Shabbos is also what the Chachamim say that lebivel is chayev al tzeid is also speaking about a bivaka. It's going according to the rabbono. Uparaisa diktoni ein tzodin. Bivur Godel, that's speaking about a Bivur Godel, so it wasn't captured as yet. Yesh Loli Shomet, so it can still raise the chayis, so it's not called captured. Rav Shimon Gamliel, half Bivur Cotton Polig, im Tzach Loima, Hove Mitzude. So now Rashi says, to Mahalchim, that's telling the Sugya later, if Rav Shimon Gamliel is Choylik, he says, even a Bivur Cotton, you still need more hishtadlus to capture it, it's not called nitzad yet. Inami lav laflugi yose, laflushi kedalakamo. He's not coming to be choylik, he's just coming to explain the Tanakam.